If you want it, then it's right here. A Hers and His podcast with your very own guest, Brandy J and Poppy J, bringing you the most realest, authentic questions, topics, and guests that you can think of. So, if you're up for it and you want to put the kitties to rest, then come and join us here at a Hers and His podcast.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
For many, today is Valentine's Day. Let's Valentine's special episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I know that everybody's not like into it. You get your Debbie Downers, they'd be like, so Valentine's Day. That's fine. Like, that's how you choose to spend it. And but then there's those ones that are really, really into it. They're like, it's Valentine's Day. But I feel like if you're like that, you should be like that every day because it's just another man-made day. What you think?
I mean, it's a cycle. It's a tradition that I no longer acknowledge. But I understand that it is a tradition. And this is something that was embedded in people for years and years and years. So I'm not raining on nobody's parade, but everybody knows just to like, I don't get bothered. I haven't spoken to anybody today just because everybody's doing them and they know where I stand, which I like to know that people really understand where I'm at. It's not, I think people thought I was bugging, but it's man, every day you should be loved like this. They shouldn't wait till Valentine's Day. For some fortunate people, they don't have to wait. But then for those who you think you have to wait till exactly February 14th before you, well, I don't know. It's still not even for men. So, so that's even like, yeah, it's just something. It was useless. It's useless.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I seen some cute I like the pictures more than the memes. Like, I like the people that's actually taking, like, putting pictures up, like, of them and the happiness and the joy they're celebrating with their partner.
Yeah,
it means more than just a meme or some words.
Word up. I did some videos. They weren't about me. They're just to the world. Because, you know, Valentine's doesn't just have to be about, like, a significant other, right? That's just kind of how things seem to have been over the years. Like you said, tradition. I truly think that anybody can change tradition. I think that you can make any day or whatever it is, however you want it to be. Me, I chose to use it as a day since people do celebrate it, to send love to different directions. It doesn't have to be romantic, you know what I mean? So to each his own. And so today, I feel like this episode should signify just love in general. Like, no matter how it's going, to your family, to your friends, to your wife, your husband, your significant other. It's just a day of love, because at the end of the beginning of the day, I think that love is what moves people in their walk of life. No matter how you put it, it's some kind of love that is pushing them to do what they do. So happy love day. And it could be a funny love day. So I spent a lot of time with my son today, so I'm not going to pretend that I was like online trying to be in groups and figure out what this love stuff was about. You know, I focused in on him today, and I'm a woman and a mother. And so sometimes I cried and sometimes I didn't. And I was just like, what are you crying for? Because it's like a woman thing. Sometimes you just get emotional and shit. But just watching him grow, you know, from being so young and then watching him take on this, you know, he has this personality, this, but he has these, his own thought process and things that he thinks, and I can't, like, I can just listen, you know, but I don't know. So that's where love is taking me today. It's like I'm just zoomed in on my child, and I don't know, it's not weird, but it's kind of, if you just let go and let things go how it's supposed to go and not try to hold on and control everything and your all your thoughts and your emotions, it's kind of like a really fun amusement park. So that's where love has taken me today. You horned in on where you're at, and I really dug the video of the little prince. You know what I mean? That made me smile. He was getting it. And that was a very good song. That was actually a really cool song there. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there first. But I want to ask you, do you have any, and you might not have any of your own, and you might, but do you have any like funny in particular, even if you're younger or years ago, like funny Valentine, and even if it wasn't Valentine's Day, any funny stories from like you trying to impress a girl, or she probably was trying to impress you?
You know, it's crazy. one story that I'll never forget, one story that might have played a part in why I've been gave up on this house. Like, shit to me. It was me. It was back in the days too. We was in a block, Brooklyn, East New York, New Lots. It was me, my brother B God, and me, B God, and it was another one. It was my other guy. So we all, for some weird strange reason, me and my man, the one, I think I can't remember his son's name, fuck. Me and my man, we wind up having two females that we was kicking it with that was related. But he was in a relationship with Shorty Longer. I was just getting to know her. Valentine's was coming up. And then my man B guy had a shorty. He was like, yo, we knew this dude that little heavy hitter, kind of a heavy hitter, and he had a private bar that you couldn't even get in if you wasn't a member. Like, the shit was not public at all. And he was like, yo, y'all niggas go come through. Got the champagne and the candy, wherever you sit in that exclusive seats. We are in. This is stunt 101. Like, So we like, all right, cool. Now we got the hookup, everything. Now we like, all right, cool, we're gonna go buy. Everybody went, did they want tools, made their little funds. Then everybody just started going and getting like the balloons and the candy and ODing, because now we stunting. We just gonna bring the balloons, candy, drop it off at the crib, come with us. And we just gonna come to this private spot. Big ball is nothing. They coming through the door, niggas is gonna be like, yo son. It was just the perfect stunt, like, and we was just ready to do it. And I think it was probably like a half hour before it was time to jet, like for us to link up. Yo, and not one of us could get through to our shorties. Like, no, we are calling, everybody went MIA. We over here with balloons on the block looking mad crazy. Tucked them shits in my aunt's crib, like in the hallway. Like, he's just, yo, and then we just ended up like doing the same regular shit, smoking, balloons, everything, waste. My man's like, yo, what happened to y'all niggas? He's like, yo, it was like the biggest joke, y'all. That was it. That was like, maybe not. Gotta say like 91, 92, 93-ish. 1992, 93-ish. Man, that one hurt it. I never went hard like that shit again. Fuck that.
That quickened the game? Like, that was a...
Nah, that was crazy. That was, I mean, it was like a sign. Three, all right, me and my man, cool. If our chicks is ducking us, our chicks is ducking us. My other man, too, like, they not in the group. His shorty ain't in the group. And all of us get stood up. And it ain't like we never, like, there was any thought that they had to pay for anything. This is a free night. This is a night on us. This, who turns that down? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I guess three women did turn it down. But they must have got a better offer. It's not like we was taking a bus. It wasn't like public transportation was any part of this equation. So this was just like, it was like, man, never going this hard for this fucking holiday again. Fuck out of here. And that's probably been, I mean, I might have did little things, but within reason, like really within reason. Like, don't be no big, no bags and shoes, like no shit like that. Nah, none of them MKs and whatever the fuck is the fashion. You ain't getting that out of me. You got a better chance getting that shit on Christmas. And since I ain't celebrating that neither, I don't know. You got to me to give you some expensive shit. Now, I'm saying, but like you said, this should be like regular routinely shit. So I think like once a month, being in a relationship, this should be a special, you just rotate it, like a special week, a special day, that once a month, this is with us, kids, babysitters, whatever the fuck you gonna do. This one day, we treating it like a monthly appreciation. Like every month should be appreciate each other and being in each other's lives. A monthly anniversary, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Let's do this shit more frequently. Whatever name you females want to title it with, whatever name works. But periodically throughout a month, there should be us time. Weeks is hard, man.
Yeah.
Once a week, once to every
two. Just for you.
If you could afford it, I mean, it don't gotta be nothing crazy. Once every 2 weeks. Nice hot bath running, just waiting. You ain't gotta do shit. No cooking, no cleaning, no nothing. Like, just a break. Like, alternate that shit. That's what I'm saying, partners.
Yeah.
Where washing clothes and doing shit like that ain't foreign to you. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be foreign to one of the people. Like, oh, I'd rather do it myself type shit. You should know that you're gonna clean the shit out of that shit just like I do. but at the end of the day, I mean, that might have some like deeper inside reason why I started not liking that holiday. That definitely played a part. I'll never forget. That shit is like, it's funny now. To me, I laugh at it when I tell a story. I don't tell it often, but that was a good one.
It's still very vivid to you too. So it holds some significance. So
that's what I said. It's probably in there. I don't think about it. Like every Valentine's Day, that's not my thought. It was shocking that you asked me that I have a story. So now that I've retold the story, when I play it back in my head, it was just like, nigga, y'all niggas was clowns. Like, y'all niggas got clowns. If that shit, if you could go viral with that shit, like if there was people that had phones and shit that recording shit and just posting and shit, they would have looked at our faces, man. That would have been the funniest.
No.
If you'd have somebody that could just record the conversation we had about them, man, then we call them motherfuckers everything under the sun.
look, that was
right? We were sitting the whole way to project smoking, talking, just like, yo, nigga, can you believe this shit? Like, can you, who the fuck are these? Yo, niggas. We were some angry, bitter young niggas.
How significant that was to you, and like at a younger age, and how that played that held some, like you remember it so, and it had an impression on what you thought. And like with the young one for people today, like say for instance, my son, you know, he had said something. He was like, you know, mom, he said, I asked the neighbor, Evelyn, he said, you know, you're gonna be my friend Valentine. He's like, we both cool with this since. And then I saw like a down in his voice. He's like, since nobody, I said, I said, this is just a day. I said, this is not like some important day where you need to feel like just because nobody like said, will you be my Valentine? I'm like, this is just a day. I said, ain't nobody, I mean, look at me, I'm great. They didn't nobody go out of their way to ask me to be their Valentine day, but I just wanted to let him know, like, don't horn in on this specific day because, you know, young people do that. Ow, my nail. You know what I mean? He was like really going to let that settle with him. And I'm like, yeah, we don't do that here. I said, this is just a man-made day. And I was like, and if didn't nobody ask you, and then we really think about it, he does have a Valentine. She lives right next door. I even did him a favor too. We stopped off and got her a little trinket. No, nothing fancy. I was like, she's a girl. I said, so some candy, little cute little froggy, boom, call it a day. Something she can look at and didn't die. It's not dead. Some dead roses, but you know, she can put on her wall, you know, whatever. But I just didn't want him to take that shit and internalize it. Like, trust me, if we did that all the time, we'd be all like, but it's like one day. Like you said, it's every day. It's not just this one day. Some people let that shit turn up.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I can't say I never bought somebody something. I'm just saying I would never, that day don't mean, like, that day is not that serious for me to do. Like, what we put into that day was we overexerted ourselves. That's all I'm saying is, like, it might have been cute if it was fully executed. Who knows? I might have been in a relationship. Might not never been podcast. I might have been one of them dudes. I might have just been, I don't know what that would have played. There's a reason why I didn't. So I'm but I'm saying is the only thing that I took away from that I really don't mess with is just the day.
Exactly.
This Valentine's Day, the way they promote it.
Yeah.
That's all it was. We spent mad bread. Yeah. Valentine's Day has always been like a promotion. Like they've been promoting for years.
Yeah, but I don't want him to feel like that. That's what I was saying. Like this day is just a day and make it feel, you know, feel like it's a, like he should feel sad or, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I didn't get a Valentine's, or if I did, like that's a day. Cause some people take shit to the heart.
That's why I just say,
jump off shit.
That's why I say happy Sunday. I didn't give nobody the happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. The words didn't just come out my mouth, like verb. Nah, I don't know. Happy Sunday.
No.
That's what I'm doing. Same shit I was doing last Sunday. I'm in the clear podcasting, watching TV, cooking, cleaning. Ain't nothing changed. And that's what I say. You grow as you grow. It's never for the men to expect. I don't even think it was for a woman to ask a man. It ain't deep shit. Even when I was growing up, it wasn't for a woman to ask a man to be my Valentine. It always been the guy that had to ask, and the woman had options. They always played it that way. And that's how it was. And I was just like, all right, cool. I just don't ask on this day. And then I'll talk to you tomorrow.
So I won't ask you today, but I'll ask you tomorrow.
And I literally used to break up with really people right before the Valentine's Day. And then
stop playing.
Yeah, I used to.
For real? No matter how well it was going?
I'm going to say, listen, I'm broke. I was broke. I wasn't the rich kid. I couldn't afford shit. My grandma wasn't just going to give me no money to give it to a chick.
And that's what was expected then?
Yeah, like, it's just like, you can't take you on a date. None of that shit. Yo, you know what? Nice knowing you.
But what if she didn't expect that? And what if she just was okay with just you, just your time? Nobody was thinking that back then?
Nope, I still fucking... I fucked all of her relationships up. Back when we used to have to, when I had this one girl that I was messing with, and back then you actually dated. So you had to get to know somebody. You either was in the same school, if you met somebody, you always had to interact. It wasn't no, everybody had cell phones and beepers and shit like that. So you had to interact from your house phone or when you saw each other. So It was just that holiday. I don't know. That's prior to me with the balloons, with Shorty and my mans in them. This is prior to that. I just always used to break up with females right around Valentine's Day. I didn't want to celebrate that shit. All holidays, tell you the truth. Christmas, all that shit. Any holiday that where we had to exchange gifts. I was like, yo, you know what? I don't want shit from you. But I don't want you. I might as well break up with you instead of just being a cold. Like, that's what it made sense to me. To break up with them instead of just letting them know I just can't. I ain't got it. You're going to move on. It was like I was sabotaged. Like, subliminally trying to prevent myself from being embarrassed when I came time to gift someone and I couldn't afford it. So I just, this shit is over. And most of the times it was something that they'd be like, I didn't understand. So I always got them back like after the holiday. this is just the shit that it was, yo. And then as I grew up, I could afford. The holiday wasn't that bad. And then it was cute. But I was still type, like, didn't have relationships like that. So it wasn't like every year I was celebrating this shit. And usually if I met somebody that I didn't know like that and I was just kicking it, you could do a quick movies, something like that. And that was cool because then you both get, I get to enjoy getting off the block and I get to enjoy with a pretty lady, pretty young woman. So it was silly shit like that. You ain't really had to over exceed anything, but not being able to afford anything, like that whole your family's broke type shit. I think that was just like in a lot of us growing up. Like you just didn't want nobody to know that how broke you was or what you like. I never was fronting, but, and you probably could tell by my attire, but it still was, can't even afford a date. Like, oh shit, man, that's sad. That's when you realize how lucky you are that I was pretty fortunate. That's all I gotta say is I was pretty fortunate. But now, I mean, just another day. I don't mind all the cute shit, but I don't want to have it to be dictated with, like, expecting. Yeah. I rather that expecting shit.
Yeah.
You expect me to stop everything under the world sun just on February 14th?
Nah. But no conversation. You just be like,
it might be going down on the 14th. That day right there is open. So there's dedication to that. That's all it is. I'm just saying, it's periodically, just one, you know, you just gotta appreciate each other more. The kids, everybody. Like, there should be more time spent. You should put, yeah. I'm trying to put myself in a position where I could actually do that with less worries on everybody's part. Financial. At least the main financial shit, the budgeting. Let's walk into this with a nice budget. Make sure this budget is well, is secure. And then we keep it pushing and make that money so you can blow it and spend it and have fun with it, enjoy it.
Would you say like how the stuff you just talked about now, like, you know, like how the concern was you didn't, you know, want people to know or the person to know, like, that you couldn't afford it and all that stuff. Would you say like now things are more expected of, like,
financially? Hell yeah. It's way
like altogether the whole experience, like, is it more appreciative now or was it more easier back then versus now? People expect way more now, huh?
People expect, you know, these kids are up against an immense amount of pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not knowing that getting into these relationships super early and not really knowing your partner, which these days it's only two alternatives. This shit worked or I hate you. Women have to learn. Certain women had learned how to co-parent, but and some men still don't know how to co-parent. But the initial thing is somebody fucked up. I ain't fucking with you. You're a piece of shit. And that's how the relationship ends. Because nobody knows how to just be able to walk away from a relationship, communicate and peacefully. Like, listen, this is not working. Fuck you mean this ain't working? Because that's going to be the reaction on either side. Listen, this ain't working. I explained this to you. We discussed this. It's just not working. And you should be able to walk off from each other And that'll help with him still partaking and raising the kid, because it would be cool. Some people don't want to deal with the headache at all, so they'll leave their kid and abandon their job. Some people will deal with the headache, but it's a lot of fucking pressure on the headache. That headache is a lot of pressure. Then it builds so much shit that you don't care. You're like a little cold in that area. So.
What if the story didn't end like that, though?
What?
So what if everybody's story didn't end that way?
All right, if it don't end that way, then.
Or didn't happen that way. I'm just saying, like, for the ones that. Cause I don't always think it's so black and white, like, it's that way, that way. But I believe that somewhere down the line, there was somebody that wanted, you know what I mean? Like, because somebody didn't agree with something. that is true. And one of them didn't want to partake, or there was some disagreement there. But I don't think it's always so cold and dry. And so angry. It's just more like, okay, so it's gonna be, you know, it's not always such an angry, not even like a horrible ending, but it's just more like, because you probably just couldn't get on the same page.
That's what I said. There's a small amount of people that know how to break up, and it's peaceful. But the numbers, if you check the numbers, I bet you it's the domestic violence and all that shit raises. It's not that peaceful. It's not that peaceful. During the pandemic, that shit shot up like a fucking skyrocket. Why? Because people
didn't like the other person's party.
That's what I'm saying, and nobody know how to walk away. I'm not saying that a lot of people don't think it's possible. We wasn't taught that it was possible. That wasn't something that was taught to us in history with relationships. It was just peaceful. Everybody just walks away happy. That's not what was taught to us as children. So as men, you don't think it's possible to just address something and be like, yo, I'm gonna walk out of here like this. You think, fuck it, all right, she's gonna wild out anyway. So you know what? I might as well just fucking go out like this. And then you go out the way you assume your situation is. If you're with a violent person that you know is gonna react violent, then you're already on some violent shit. Like, you already prepared for some violent shit. You're over anticipating something because you think. So it was never for us to be like, yo, this is not working. I'll do my part, but I'm going to step out. And that's it. That's never been the way to tell. Nobody preaches that. Nobody promotes that.
Even though it's very possible, but nobody thinks it because they don't.
Yeah, they don't promote it. That's why I said I'm trying to promote. Listen, I could be a dick to all my, I could be a dick to any of my children's mothers. I could just be a dick. Like, yo, fuck out of here. Don't ask me for shit. Took me to court. You did this. You did that. You kicked me out. And say, fuck it. But at the end of the day, I know I accept that, you know what? It's my child. I got to do something. I got to figure it out so I can make sure they good. So, you know, so I can't be a dick to them. Even though I have all rights, like there was some situations where I got the right to just say, and make it difficult, make this situation difficult. But for what? I don't benefit. So I'm just saying, but trying to just say, yo, this ain't working, don't work neither. And it wasn't that easy just to say that. Mm-hmm. There always got to be some underlying thing. They always got to think there's more to it, because nobody wants to feel like they aren't as perfect as they mind is telling them they are. Man and woman. Like some men, that's why men, that's why that thing when it's like men don't want a woman to make more than them. Why else would I would not want my woman to make more money than me? If it's because I don't want to feel like she's making more money than me, and she's better than me. So you just got to get all that out the way. Once you get that, once you figure out if the person is some type of person like that, then you know what you, that's, and that's what I say, is just conversate. Just got to date. Like, I'm happy for anybody that's in a happy relationship right now. Like I said, I believe in love. I believe in all that shit. I'm not on a love train right now. I'm not on a love train. And I will entertain dating, maybe. But it won't be with the intent for like you the one. Like, we got to talk. It will have to be a conversation. We have to get, and I got some good questions. I can't share them now because I'm a freestyle. So it depends on the vibe and the way.
It's so good that you don't even know, huh?
Yeah. It depends on the way the person communicates, how they communicate, and the vibe. And then my questions, I'll know which questions in which order to just start. I won't do a rapid one. I won't have it on, or I'll put it on semi. Pop. And I got probably, I got a good amount of questions. Interesting ones. It's definitely a conversation starter. And it could be a little humorous. I ain't trying to make it super, like I'm investigating, but I'm investigating.
Women like humor.
Yeah, men like humor too. So
get more out of that.
But this is what I'm saying now. Why is it women take longer to let a man they know they like them or they're interested and just hope instead of just hoping that a guy just comes to them and inquires about it?
That shit could be different. It can go all kind of ways. Me? If you make me comfortable, not saying you got to, but if you're good at what you do, I probably will. But I do carry a really huge shyness about me. So it's not that I think like, hey, you're going to have to ask me. It's more like, you know, you just don't know, because I don't care what any woman says. We don't want to feel rejection either. Like, I'm not one to carry a chip on my shoulder and act like I'm all that. And then some, and like a nigga better tell, you know what I mean? No, like, I don't, that's shit ways. If you want to like put your heart out there or put it out there and it don't go too well, and you'd be like, can I understand? But we don't want to be rejected either too. So I think it all depends on the person. But then like you say, people pick that shit up from what they see too. And you'd be like, well, we're not supposed to ask that. You're supposed to ask us. That's some bullshit. I think that if you are bold enough and you are, I don't even think it even matters if you're bold enough, if you're shivering in your boots, you know what I mean? Go ahead and ask. You never know unless you try.
And this is
why women think that way, though.
Can it be a lot different if you're not asking a person, if I'm not asking a person, do you like me? Are you interested? And just saying, yo, let's go out for coffee. See, coffee works, man. Coffee, yeah. Breakfast. Them early morning while everybody, it's just a nice little, yo, you want to go out for lunch? Like regular date shit. A woman can ask that, but a woman won't. Like, and I mean, not to your people that you used to usually asking, but like, if you're interested in somebody, if there's somebody that caught your eye, intrigues you a little bit, might not be in a circle that you in, but it intrigues you, a woman will never go and let that person know that.
Maybe she will now, after this, listening to us.
I'm saying, hopefully. I'm just saying, it's like,
I might try that shit.
You gotta, like, every guy's not gonna, I'm not shooting my shot at nobody.
Not COVID, doing COVID though.
Yeah. I'm not period.
I'm going to.
I'm not really in the flirtatious mode anymore. I'm a polite person.
I'm a star.
It's not because I'm trying to flirt with somebody. So I'm not gonna be running around and just flirting with people. I'll go places, I'll be polite. And if somebody's interested, they'll inquire about me. If they'll inquire about me, I'm going about my business.
Yeah, I'm gonna inquire about people sometimes. Like, I don't know that that's the truth. You know what I mean? I'm not like thinking like when I go out, I'm about to inquire about somebody, but I'm gonna have that openness about me, like something different. Like, you know what? You know what? Fuck it. Why not? You know? Because that's what life is about. It's about doing something different, stepping out of your comfort zone, and it makes for something exciting to do something different and to see what happens and not have any expectations, you know. It can go good or bad, but at least you did something different.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
you gotta. I mean, I'm just trying different shit.
Yeah,
really. I mean, it's just I just try to look at things differently, a little different.
You should.
I mean, I know my guys is out right now. Wise B.
Wise
Valentine thing. But they that's the space they in. They in that space. I didn't get in that space. So from where the space I'm at, I just look at it a little different. But I get what they're saying. But even then, you still want to, I'm trying to, like, even them to just change that. Maybe once a month. Just so that when Valentine's come up, it's not even that, when that actual day come again, you're just like, babe, how about we do it Monday? You know what I'm saying? Like, depending on the day.
Like, that day. Yeah.
Yeah, like not the 14th. Baby. Like right. You won't even be expecting nothing because you get that's monthly, just flowering your partner with gifts. That's little things that you don't do as men either. Not the gifts you give when you're in trouble. You knew you messed up because you ain't come home last night.
That's some of those gifts.
those gifts don't hold the same. Mm-mm. Like a gift that you just come home and it's just there. Like that, yeah. That gift is gonna mean way much more. So I mean, it's just things we gotta do different.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if I get in a relationship, I know how to work it better than I did years prior. And yeah.
Don't bring the I'm in trouble gifts too. Like those are just way too obvious. You better just come in empty handed. I don't know. That's for some people. You know what? That's another thing too. You know, okay, you made a good point. So like women, you know, when men know they fucked up, right? And they come hand with looking all just pathetic sometimes with the shit in their hand, like here. I mean, for me, I think that I'd rather you just give me a good apology. Like, no, really, like, what's up? What's happening? Don't bring a gift because that means like you're trying to. It's not like I didn't take it. You didn't mean that, but I was with this person for a very long time. But I already knew what was up. But I think these days you see women, a lot of them be like, it needs to be them gifts. Like, it'd be thousands and thousands of dollars. Those ones you see on it. They'd be thousands and thousands of dollars. And then it's like you're sending out of like a message. You know what I mean? Because it's not like the broad is not going to take that gift. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, you in there when you bring that gift, even though she's talking shit, she took it, right? So when you take the gift, you took the apology, right? You took the bullshit when you took the gift, even though you're still talking shit, but you took the gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody really thinks that's a bad idea.
Ooh, but it's like, what you complaining about at that point?
Because complaining is so easy.
Now, like, are you expecting it now? Like, are you co-signing it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could be the case too, huh?
gotta do better for our young ones, especially our young men. Like, they pick up on that shit, you know, and they think that's just how it's supposed to be.
Right, man, they gotta figure out themselves. It don't come easy. If women already said that men are years behind them in maturity. These young boys gotta figure out themselves, man. They can't be. There's so many, too many young, bad relationships going on. There's a few good ones, but you gotta figure out who you are, what you want to drive.
Yeah, we still gotta do better.
Everybody's cute with the getting high and having sex. Like that shit is cool. Everybody went through that type of phase, but it took a lot of people a long time to figure that shit out.
Do you have anything that you would like to say to or anything you want to say to women or anybody like on a out, you know, to shut it down or closing matter?
Relationships it's serious. And it takes work from both sides equally, man. Or whoever get the most strain, sometimes if they're not strong enough, they're gonna break. And when they break, nobody can tell what it is, whether it be domestic violence, whether it be cheating, whether it be whatever it is. So you get to learn your partner. If you're in a relationship, always just learn your partner. On them days when y'all both sitting on your phone, or you sitting on your phone and he watching TV, just have a conversation. And if you not in a relationship, then go date. Like really date with no, don't put your heart into anything past just seeing where this person's mind is at. And that's it. I don't have nothing else to say. Have you happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday for me. I agree. And that doesn't have to be hard work either. Like we don't have to look at everything like, oh, I got to do this. I say have fun in everything you do. So. What you just said to me sounded like a good time. So, but that's to each his own. Like I choose to make everything. I try. I'm human, so I do have my moments where I go through stuff. But as far when it comes to functioning with another human being, I feel like put your best forth. So yeah, but that's what we have here today at Hers and His podcast with Brandy J and
me
and Poppy J.
Shit. Now, yeah, that's it. Enjoy your evening.
Yes, enjoy your evening. And until next time, peace.
Peace. Yes.
If you're ready to step up with your talent, then you're in the right place. Real Wise Radio is taking auditions. If you're a comedian, a podcaster, or you want to get your music played, then this is the right place. All I need you to do is go to your web browser and put in www.realwiseradio.com. See how simple? www.realwiseradio.com. So I guess we'll be hearing from you soon. Peace.